The Indian government settled with Union Carbide in 1989 for $470 million. The government still has not passed most of that settlement money along to the victims of Bhopal and their families. Commentator Sandeep Roy was born in India and grew up there, and his memory of the Bhopal disaster is very specific.
I've never forgotten her face. Every tragic world event has its iconic photograph. The burning monk in Vietnam, the lone dissenter confronting the rolling tanks of Tiananmen Square. For the devastating Union Carbide gas leak in Bhopal, it was an unknown child. In 1984, I was a schoolboy, putting together the year's events in a scrapbook, its pages now yellowing and brittle. Indira Gandhi, India's Prime Minister, was assassinated that October. By December, my scrapbook was almost full. Then, tons of methyl isocyanate engulfed Bhopal in the dead of the night. I was haunted by a magazine photograph by Raghu Rai, The Burial of an Unknown Child. The child's face was ethereally white, as if bleached of life, her eyes glassily opaque. Her head seemed to float in the rubble that surrounded her. But I didn't have room for her in my scrapbook for 1984, amidst Indira Gandhi's funeral pictures. I was wrong. Few people mark two decades since Indira Gandhi's assassination, but the legacy of Bhopal is alive. The deaths of children like that ghostly child spawned a movement of mothers. They were women whose husbands had died or could no longer work as manual laborers because of sicknesses related to the gas leak. They took to the streets. They held hunger strikes. They walked 469 miles to New Delhi to petition the government. They were women like Rashida B., who spent days picking through bodies in the city morgue trying to find missing family members, and Champa Devi Shukla, whose grandchild was born deformed. B and Shukla are not people I would have ever met in India. They were poor laborers in a stationery factory in Bhopal. They spoke no English. In India, the class system would have kept us separate from each other. This year, we were still separate from each other. They were receiving the 2004 Goldman Prize, and I was one of the many journalists and admirers clamoring for their attention. If any good came out of that terrible 1984 gas leak in Bhopal, it's the birthing of unlikely heroes like these women. I didn't give their story enough ink at that time, just as I didn't make room in my scrapbook for that haunting face of the baby girl. But I cannot ever forget her. This is my apology.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is an editor with New California Media. You can see the photograph that he described, Burial of an Unknown Child, at npr.org.